Gamble on Love, starring Zach Bryan, will not be heard at this time, so that we may bring you the following.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gordon Pepper, and this episode of WLTI is going to have a little bit of a mature theme to it, so parental guidance is suggested. No, we don't talk politics, so we're not going to talk about that, but I'll give you a little hint about what we are going to be talking about. It'll be in Brain Vision News, and we're going to get our freaky deaky on. And it's going to be the first time I'm going to say somebody named Boozy. So now that you all know where I'm going with this, if you want to hear about that, now that she's interrupted me, if you want to go into that maturity, come on in. The party's fine. We're not going to talk about anything that could be disturbing, but we're going to talk about some mature themes because why not? It's a party, biatches. So, without further ado, the real intro, Mr. Alexander.
Oh, boy. How the hell do I even follow that up? I know. From Public in America, WLTI is on. Let's go.
Welcome to episode number 468 of the World's Strongest Show Podcast. At 5-1, this is Jason Block, your strength and conditioning coach, all around good guy, talking about We Love to Interrupt, WLTI. I am with my brothers from another mother, Chico Alexander and Gordon Pepper. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing well, hope you are.
I am good. We're treading into the G part of WLTI.
Yes, but we're doing good. Yeah, and by the way, we are 32 episodes from episode 500, which will happen in about 7 months or so. However, Chico, we need to talk about a show that is celebrated 500 episodes this week, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, because we have 2 hours of Disney Plus time to talk about the past. But anybody who is a big fan of Dancing with the Stars knows that, one, it's not all about the past. It's also about the present and the future as well. And two, the show likes to keep you on your toes. Pun very much intended. We have a twist for episode 500.
Does each person get to challenge somebody that's currently on the show, and then if they win, they replace them? So that we don't have a sense of ennui on the series?
That would be a good idea. I mean, that would be a very good...
Because RuPaul would do that. Oh, wait, RuPaul has done that before.
Yeah, that would be a very good, very exciting idea. Suffice it to say, that's not what happens. We have a bunch of past and present pros in the audience, and we have a new twist. It's called the Instant Dance Challenge. But you know what? Maybe something will come of this. Let's talk about it. So, the Instant Dance Challenge. After everybody has performed a routine that is inspired by a great routine of the past, I have thoughts about that, by the way. Because my favorite routine was not even considered. Come on, ABC, what's the dealio? After all of that, we have couples learning that they're going to perform a second number 5 minutes after learning A, what dance style it is, and B, what song they've been assigned.
And sure, none of this was staged or faked at ever whatsoever. Isn't that right, Chico?
No, this is all legit. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, best case scenario, it's going to be a case of Iron Chef where you are going to get a list of 5 potentials and they will pull from one of those potentials. But yeah, let's talk about what we've got here. First of all, we have Joey Grazia Day and Jenna Johnson, who dance a contemporary to Work song by Hozier, inspired by Riker Lynch and Allison Holker from season 20. They get 28. Then we have Danny Amendola and Whitney Carson dancing a quick step to Hey Pachuco by Royal Crown Review, inspired by Elio Castroneves and Julianne Hough from season 5. Then we have Dwight Howard and Daniela Caragach dancing an Argentine tango to Santa Maria del Buen Aire by Golan Project, inspired by James Hinchcliffe and Sharna Burgess from season 23. Fourth up is Steven Nedorosik and Riley Arnold dancing a Viennese waltz to Glimpse of Us by Joji. I love that song, by the way. Inspired by Charlie D'Amelio and Mark Ballas. Gordon, I don't know if you're a big fan of haunting electropop, but that is a really good song.
Well, I threw in some haunting app music in the background while you're talking, because the soothing thing may put us all to sleep, just like this almost put me to sleep watching the show.
Yep. Then we have Chandler Kinsey dancing with Brandon Armstrong, an Argentine to Para Te by Apart, inspired by Kelly Pickler and Derek Huff from season 16. And we round it out with Alona Maurer and Alan Burstyn dancing a quick step to Chuck Berry by Pharrell Williams, inspired by Jordan Fisher and Lindsay Arnold from season 25. Nobody thought about dancing the best ever Paso Doble by, I think it was Drew Lachey or Joey Fatone, one of those two. Thank you. It was a Paso Doble by Drew Lachey and Cheryl Burke to Thriller. My sister, the lovely and talented Kiesel in the background there, ladies and gentlemen. She says hi. So now we go to, by the way, we have our first 30s of the season, Chandler Kinsey and Brandon Armstrong. So I guess we know which couple the judges want to stick around. But you didn't hear that from me. Anyway, now we go to the instant dances. Joey and Jenna get a rumba to Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish. They get a 27. Danny and Whitney get a jive to Good Golly Miss Molly. They get a 24. Dwight and Daniela get a Paso Doble to Victorious by Panic at the Disco. They get a 22. Steven and Riley get a jive to Love is Embarrassing by Olivia Rodrigo. To get a embarrassing 25. Chandler and Brandon get a cha-cha to Apple by Charlie XCX. They got another 30. Now we know who the judges' favorites are. And Alona and Alan round out the show with a salsa to Da Dip by Freak Nasty. Who remembers Da Dip?
I unfortunately was trying to forget that, but sure.
You put your hand upon your hip. That is actually a really good salsa song, if you think about it. You put your hand upon your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Anyway.
Let's get on with it.
Okay, so at the end of all of that madness, Dwight Howard and Daniela Caragach are eliminated, and we are left with your 5 semifinalists for next week.
Yay.
What are your thoughts about this twist?
I'm trying to remember exactly why we led the show off with this. That's my thoughts.
My thoughts is Dancing with the Stars celebrates. You don't get 500 episodes by being terrible. You get 500 episodes by being really good, followed by 3 seasons of being just good enough to pass for an entertainment.
Beyond Disney Plus, really. I mean, look. You cannot deny the effect of Dancing with the Stars. Hell, Strictly Come Dancing is still a success in the UK. But the fact is that Dancing with the Stars right now is not what it once was by any stretch.
Dancing with the during its heydays, Dancing with the Stars was a fantastic, thrilling show, and it's still a fun show.
Oh, I don't hate the show. It's still a fun show. But as we joke around a lot, we saw with Dancing with the Stars, we don't have the star power, at least with us. But then again, the three of us are now old. And no offense, but we're old. And the biggest problem that we have with the show is that the stars, which were compelling in its heyday, and you have borderline A-list people, and you can make the argument that the shark was jumped when Ryan Lochte showed up, and he almost got attacked in the middle of the stage, and that's when everything started to go downhill. And now the only reason why we're watching the stars is that we now have names that are getting attention for the wrong reason, like Anna Delvey, for argument's sake.
That's
so it is a good show, it is a fun show, but it needs to step up its stars game, and it needs to get younger in a hurry.
It does.
It needs to get younger, but you need...
And relevant in a hurry.
Yeah, relevant. I mean, you don't... What I mean by younger and relevant, okay, I don't want to see the latest TikTok star on Dancing with the Stars. I want to see somebody like, Ariana Grande, somebody like her. Okay, we need A-list star power. I don't know if we're gonna get that here, but you know what? We got a viral moment on Wheel this week.
Yeah, we've got...
Before you go to Wheel, you don't even need A-level or B-level star. You just need relevancy or people that are there that cause excitement onto the show that don't make us yawn. And you can even use those people. I mean, again, you had Olympians that were on. You had wrestlers that clearly know what they're doing. And I don't even mind TikTok if you have the relevancy of people on TikTok. Like, for argument's sake, Yoda Mom, which we all know. You know, something like that. Not the, well, I'm a star thing. Get someone from Mr. Beast.
You want to
talk about relevancy in that? Get someone from there. Someone there. Or someone that causes a viral moment on Wheel of Fortune. Chico, all you.
Okay, so we're going to talk about two moments from Wheel of Fortune. The first is... you know what? We're going to lead off with that because you need something to get you ready for what?
Whet your appetite.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, so we're going to start off.
Thank you. Yes, I knew exactly what I was saying when I was saying that.
Gordon, sometimes I wonder about you. Really? Okay, so we're going to start
off. You should always wonder about me.
We're going to start
just
off. Let's start off Monday's show with Chantel taking on the bonus round for $100,000.
What? Okay.
Well, Sony Pictures with the clip. Here it is.
Let's go. Good luck. All right. Lots of cash out there and a car. Where is it going to land to add to your winnings? Let's see. The wheel stops. Going to be the C. Okay, come with me.
All right.
Right there, you chose event. We're gonna give you the R, S, T, L, N, and the E. And then you know the drill. We'll ask you for three more consonants and a vowel.
P. C. H.
And a vowel.
O.
All right, Vanna, what can you reveal? So that is going to be it. Nice start. It is an event. You're going to have 10 seconds. Give it a nice try and good luck.
Online diction. Online fiction.
You're right there, online auction. You got all the shins. And take a look at that. It is heartbreaking, but to mend our hearts, you've got $13,000. And thank you for all of your service.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
So you. Nice to have you. What a fun night.
So there you have it. Chantel almost had the $100,000.
Yeah, that was that again. Ryan's been getting a lot of shots at the 100. You know, he has been. But this next one has gone because, okay.
And well, now, Jay, it is safe to say now we're getting into the meat of the situation.
Yes, we are. Now, this week is Veterans Week. And we all know, again, respect everyone who has served, and is serving a whole nine yards. But we have said this on multiple occasions that the military weeks have shown to show not the best sort of gameplay. But this was sort of not the best sort of gameplay in the most hilarious way. Clip from Sony Pictures Studios. Check it out.
Yeah, this is Will Jordan playing a puzzle.
I like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
I'm sorry, that's not it.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, that's it.
I like.
Now, hold on now. Now, Gordon, I love when corporations and big corporations do the right thing with this and use a viral moment to use their things in the right way, right? Now, yeah. Anybody hear of the deliciousness known as Johnsonville sausage?
They're delicious.
Okay. So, on their Instagram feed, they have a picture of a person holding five Johnsonville sausages in a package with the words, "Treat yourself a round of sausage." And Johnsonville said, and I quote, "Will's got us inspired. It's World Kindness Day tomorrow," which is today. "Post a kind act you've done or observed with," quote, "with hashtag keep the internet juicy and will treat yourself a round of sausage. A round of sausage, one free Johnsonville product coupon while supplies last." And then it says, sausage, well, it was edited 7 hours ago, that the sausage is gone. But Gordon, that's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant.
First of all, it is absolutely brilliant. Second of all, I will guarantee you that person, I speak with the complete name because I don't remember the complete name.
Will Jordan, a retired Coast Guard veteran out of Connecticut.
I will guarantee you that he made more money doing that than he did on Wheel of Fortune.
He probably got a contract or a little or more sausage, really. He might have gotten sausage for life. You don't know. We don't know.
All this talk about sausage is making me hungry. Just to let you know, he won $8,000 on Wheel of Fortune. And I have some.
And the love of sausage eaters worldwide.
Yeah. Oh God, that sounds dirty. Anyway,
If I didn't have something planned for later on, I would be jumping all over that. But we're gonna stay clean right now. Not a guarantee it's gonna stay like that, but we're gonna be clean right now.
Save some room for later, my friends. Anyway, I have a statement here from Will. "I tell you, when the lights are on and you know the stars and Ryan Seacrest, Vanna White, I just went blank. But if your dad in retirement is watching the show," he's talking to Maggie Sajak, by the way. "If your dad in retirement is watching the show, maybe cracks a beer and gets a laugh. It was worth it."
Yeah, indeed. And you know what? It's funny. It's great. It's no harm. There's no harm in this.
And he's treating himself to a round of sausage.
Yes. And some people are treating themselves to a picnic on Survivor. Chico.
Okay, we start as we always do with the aftermath from the last tribal council, and that would be Sam and, who is it, Sam and Rachel talking to each other about what happened.
Yes.
Sam calls the Lavo players a group of great liars. Rachel admits privately she got the sense that something was up, so she played her shot in the dark to gauge reactions. She probably wasn't the vote. she kept the idol in her pocket. This all happened last week, so all of the decisions from last week, we finally have rationale behind those. It's actually good gameplay.
Now, we then go to the Immunity Award Mega Challenge of Death. No, I'm just sorry. This is the Mega Challenge we've seen before. This is how we work. This is how it works. We get tree mail, and it says only one will be holding the bat, meaning the immunity symbol. They basically say that you have to team up in five pairs of two to do this next Mega Challenge. What are the pairs, Chico?
All right, so the pairs are, we have Rachel and Caroline, Sam and Andy, Kyle and Gabe, Saul and Teeny, and Sue and Genevieve.
So here's what happens.
Nobody's really considering that at some point they may have to play against. Nobody's considered this as of yet.
So here's what happens. The top all five teams will go under a net filled with sand and have to drag out a piece of a staircase. Then once both members are through the net, they have to get the second staircase, piece of the staircase, through digging out through a hole. First, what is it, three teams, if I remember correctly? And the other two are eliminated. Oh, by the way, those two teams, they lose their vote. Right there.
Oops.
Okay. Then the top three teams have to build a staircase using puzzle pieces and get up to the staircase and get to the top, climb a multi-level balance beam. If you fall, you have a net and can go back. And then the top two teams, after they slide down, go into the final challenge. And the final two teams are?
Final two teams are Gabe and Kyle and Teeny and Soul.
So this is, again, a challenge we've seen before. This is a balance challenge with your feet going on less and less and less foothold. And the last, oh, and by the way, these final four will get a picnic. And the winner, I believe, is not Kyle for the first time ever.
I know, I'm shocked. No, it's Gabe. Gabe won the picnic and immunity. And as for everybody who lost their vote, they're going on a journey, son. They are going to use metal cards, create triangles, and the castaway whose tower fell over first.
No. It was the person who knocked down the tower. Everyone is building triangles simultaneously. A large triangle. It's sort of a reverse Jenga, and the person who loses their vote is Caroline. So, Teeny, Gabe, what is it, Saul, and Kyle have a picnic and turn it into a mail belch fest. Gross. So
they had a round of sausage.
Yeah, they did. They had a round of sausage. Looked like they had cheeseburgers and soda and stuff like that. So the whole camp, everyone was going, it's Saul. No, it's Sue. No, it's Kyle. What do we do? And they couldn't decide. They couldn't decide by tribal council. And then they get to tribal council, and this just blew my mind. They spent 10 minutes going, Kyle, Sue. No, it's Saul. No, are we good? Maybe. But all to vote Saul off in a pretty unanimous vote.
Yeah,
so
Gabe was talking about.
It could have been one or two things. The way we thought about it, as in just the tale of sound and fury signifying nothing, or, Gordon, it could have been a masterful bit of role play to lull Saul into submission.
Or make sure that he has some place shot in the dark. Because you can still play it at this point, and, you know, the best league plans get wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
So, or a combination of both. Do I think Sol is the best play? Maybe. You know, it depends on what side you are, what side you're on. I probably, if I was not in an alliance, I'd probably go after Kyle because for the first time in a very long time, he's not protected. So sort of Big Brother-esque, now you have the time to call to take your shot at him. This is when you take the shot at him. Big Brother this year had people really, really good with that. This time around, not so much. But maybe it'll take him out later.
We'll see.
Maybe. I'm not going to argue at I'm not going to argue that Saul was the right and proper move this week. I think it was, because ultimately he is one of many who had a target on his back. Now the question becomes, is Kyle going to rise back, rebound, if you will, or is it truly anybody's game to lose?
I mean, right now, you're not a survivor, just like Big Brother. You're never really safe in this game. You can try to get as much alliance as you can. One of the things that I like a lot about the new age versions of Survivor is you can lose your vote. And so, therefore, maybe you think you got the votes, but all of a sudden, after your immunity challenge, you don't have the votes. It's definitely a little bit different gameplay. And again, the scrambling's there, which is much more fun this way than something that's boring that you know that somebody is leaving. So I like the vote scramble, just like in Big Brother. I like the fact that you had three people that were up on the block, and I really hope that we see that again. But one of the things that I'd like to see again on a daily basis is returning champions on Jeopardy, which we really sort of didn't have this week.
Well, we didn't have until we did.
From the Alex Trebek stage at Sony Pictures Studios, this is
But before we talk about Joey, something that came across the pike just tonight, how Pop Culture Jeopardy is going to work next month. I am going to try and follow this as best as I can, but I want to remind you, I copied off of Jason's paper, and I was trying to be sly about it so he wouldn't catch me. Jason has eyes.
And by the way, I caught you, but I let it slide this time.
Yeah, this time. Okay, so each game has three teams of three. Just like regular Jeopardy, there are three rounds. Jeopardy, Double Jeopardy, and Final Jeopardy. Any player can buzz in, but they cannot discuss their response with their team. Teams are allowed to collaborate on Daily Doubles and Final Jeopardy when it comes to wagering and the correct response. In addition to Daily Doubles, there is a brand new element hidden on the board called a triple play. Triple plays are exclusive to Pop Culture Jeopardy. A triple play gives a team a chance to earn triple the clue's value if each team member of the team can correctly provide one of the three possible responses. Incorrect responses allow another team to steal. Team with the most points advances to the next round in the tournament. There are 81 teams, and at the end, only one team will walk away with a check for $300,000.
I think this goes without saying, but I'm really intrigued on this format, and I'm looking forward to it. I want to see how this plays out. You know, it's got bits and pieces of the Team Jeopardy. It's got bits and pieces of the Tournament of Champions. I want to see this as a mishmash, and I really hope it succeeds.
Oh, of course we don't. We don't want it to fail. Dude, it's... We want to get on the show. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Jay, Kiesel, and myself, we're a team. We were not one of the 81 that's chosen, and it kind of stings a little bit, by the way, but... Yeah, this is
part of the reason why maybe you're not chosen was maybe because you've both been on the show before?
No. they know. No, because they said they allowed. I want to see how many former Jeopardy people they allowed to play. I'm very curious.
I am also curious. And I'll tell you right now, when I first read this, I thought, like, this just seems a little too much. And, you know, sometimes more isn't better. Sometimes more is just more. But now that I, you know, have a moment to think about this, it's actually rather ingenious. Especially given that the show is not on network or syndication, it's on Prime Video, where anything goes, literally. So, yeah, looking forward to this.
And by the way, the reason why they said Chico, Jason, and Q, and not Chico, Jason, and yours truly, is because yours truly happens to, if I believe that the casting coordinator is the same one that's been on Jeopardy, which would also be the same person that I went to college with, chances are I would get zapped immediately once somebody saw my name, which is why Gordon does not get to play, ever.
I was in the green room with people who recognized your name, Gordon.
Okay.
Hi, Chris. How are you? Chrissy O'Donnell.
Aw.
Hi,
oh,
Chrissy.
Yes, that's right. I remember that, yes. Hi, Chrissy O'Donnell.
So last Thursday, Greg Jolin was beaten by Susan Strummett, on the 7th. Last Thursday. At the end of Double Jeopardy, Greg has 12-2, Susan has 9-6, Sammy has 12-4. So it's anybody's game as we go into the final Jeopardy round with a clue of 1960s event invention. The clue. Polyparaphenylene tetrafalamide was first intended to reinforce radial tires, but the life-saving polymer, a.k.a. this, would have many uses. And I got this one right away. I did.
I did, too.
Yeah, it was basically, I took a bullet for this one. What is Kevlar? Okay.
I see what you did there.
What do you have?
Repeat that one more time.
Polyparaphenylene tetrafalamide was first intended to reinforce radial tires, but the life-saving polymer, a.k.a. this, would have many uses.
I put down, what is polyester?
Yeah, well, you know, it does. But Susan was the only one who got it right, so she has 12,600. However, we go from Susan to Rachel to Joey to, well, Joey's defending today against Evan Gorey and Louis DiOrio.
Yeah, Joey Sada, development engineer from Rollywood, whose two-day cash winnings total $44,698. He's putting that money up against Evan Dorey, a data analytics director from the TO, and Loris DiOrio, a realtor from West Haven, Connecticut, going into the final. Joey has 7,400. Evan has 14,600. Lois also has 14,600. Okay, Jason, don't help. Gordon, you are tied for the lead going to Final Jeopardy. What is the optimal wager? Go.
How much does the place have?
7,400.
And you have how much?
14,600. You have 14,600. Third place has 7,400. You are tied for the lead.
So you do one of two things. You either bet everything or you bet 201.
Okay,
correct.
Well, correct, yes. This is what the book calls the tortoise and the hare's strategy. If you are Joey, you bet just enough to take the lead. In this case, 7,201.
Which was correct. That's the correct bet.
Yes.
Okay.
Lois and Evan don't get caught napping, wager everything. Or you can't let the tortoise or the hare catch up to you. You bet everything. So now...
Yeah, so really, it really depends on your comfort level with the question that is there. So yeah, what is... So what is the category? And I'll tell you what I would do.
Okay, the category is poetry and places. Tell us what you would do.
201.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, well, let's see how you do with this. It's the geographic word in the title of a Robert Burns poem about the mountains covered with snow, the straits and green valleys below.
I'm happy I bet 201. I would say, what is Dollywood in the winter?
Dollywood is nice.
But that's not the correct
answer. I mean, you got the valley, you got the peaks.
Good night, everybody.
You got the coal mine.
Have you ever been to Dollywood, G?
I have not, but I'm looking forward to it.
It is a really nice
place. I was promised by some guy from Tennessee that he would take me over there.
I took him over there. It was really nice. He rode his first roller coaster.
Yeah, where was my invite?
I was proud. He rode his first roller coaster.
And my invite was where?
We'll talk later. Anyway.
The correct answer is, by the way, what is the Highlands? The Highlands of Scotland. Because Robbie Burns is Scottish.
Yep, Fuchiku Highlands, also a nice park. Anyway, Joey did what he had to do. He bet everything but $199. Evan went all in and doubled up. Lois bet $2,600. What?
I don't get that. Don't get
what?
That bet. Yeah, Evan got it right, but Evan is our new champ. As of tomorrow, with $29,200. Now, I don't necessarily have. I'm a fan of this particular show, but Chico is, and we have. And I saw part of the first episode. It's Junior Taskmaster on YouTube. Talk to him.
Okay. The bastard child of Kids Say the Darndest Things and Beat the Clock. It is in every form and fashion a kid's version of Taskmaster, right down to the caravan, the house, the prize task at the beginning, and one kid at the end of every episode taking home all five prizes from the prize task. And at the end of the season, the one, because it's a tournament setting. And at the end of the season, instead of, tabulating all of the points season-wide, the one kid left standing with the most points at the tournament final will win a golden version of Rose Matafeo's head. A golden statue of Rose Matafeo's head.
Now, Rose Matafeo is the host.
Yes.
And she's a comedian and actress from New Zealand.
Yes. And Mike Wozniak is her able-bodied assistant. She is basically the Alex Horn to Rose Matafeo's Greg Davies.
She's also done, by the way, she's done 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. She was on House of Games and on Taskmaster herself.
Yes. All right, so the good, it's Taskmaster. The bad,
that's good.
It's Taskmaster. The X Factor, because it could be neither good nor bad, or either good or bad, is this show is very much defined by its casting. You need to have kids who genuinely want to be there, who can engage with the host, who can engage with the tasks, who will not sit there and be a statue. You're basically trying to make good television, as it were.
Jay, I'll let you handle this. I mean, I've got my own, I've got thoughts.
I just Taskmaster doesn't do a damn thing for me. Even if it's kids or anything like that, the kids felt like actors to me. The kids did not feel authentic at all to me. I think they felt like actors, not real kids. And everything about this show was inauthentic to me.
All right. I actually think Taskmaster works better as a kid's show than an adult show. Just because of how it's played out with the contestants. I completely agree with Jay, but at the same point, you sort of need kids that can act because of the interplay that goes around. You need kids that will be a little bit saucy, that clearly have taken acting classes, that aren't wallflowers, that can actually have personality, which is there because, let's be honest, the personality, and Chico said it and he's right, the personality and the casting is almost more important than the actual gameplay. This reminds me a lot, and not in a good way, of, you remember the show with Richard Branson, and then you remember another one with Mark Cuban where they're looking for the next great assistants?
Yes, Branson had the
rubber. I'm sorry?
Branson had the rebel billionaire. Mark Cuban had the benefactor.
Yes and yes. So, I think it works better with kids. I'm not a fan of this. I agree with Jay. I like the kid version better than the adult version, but that's almost like saying I like my finger being bitten on by a snapping turtle than being sprayed on by a skunk. Both of which I can see on Taskmaster. C minus for me. It's just I get the appeal. It's not a show for me.
It's a D for me. I just can't stand the show. Sorry.
I like the show. I am a big Taskmaster fan, as I've said before. I think it works with kids. If you like Taskmaster, give it a watch. If you don't, then I wouldn't force it on you. It's a B minus for me.
Okay.
And there you go.
All right. Now, I have a little bit of an awards point because we've got the American Reality Television Awards. I got notified of this through our good friend Randy West, who's going to be an announcer for this. But we have the nominees, and I have it up here. And I want to talk about some categories here, okay? The Outstanding Art Direction, the nominees are Amazing Race Canada, American Ninja Warriors, Stars on Mars, and Survivor Season 44. The Conversations Project is not where we're going to. Now, the Outstanding Competition Show has 10 nominees. Amazing Race, Got Talent, Ninja Warrior, Claim to Fame, Dancing with the Stars, Masked Singer, Next Level Chef, RuPaul's Drag Race, Survivor Season 45, and The Voice Season 23. Now, the most creative challenge went to nominees, Amazing Race Canada, American Ninja Warrior, The Challenge Ride or Dies, Survivor Season 44, Survivor Season 45, and The Traitors. Outstanding Game Show, interesting. Beach Azam, Celebrity Family Feud, The Chase, Let's Make a Deal Primetime, Lingo, Press Your Luck, Price is Right at Night, That's My Jam, The Wall, and The Weakest Link. Interesting. Outstanding Host, Wayne Brady, Terry Crews, Stormy Daniels. What?
Stormy Daniels. Okay. The Stormy Daniels hosts for Out TV for the love of DILFs.
That's Daddies I'd Like To. I'm not going. But Steve Harvey, Padma Lakshmi, Jane Lynch, Jeff Probst, Robin Roberts. Okay. Maya Rudolph, Maya Rudolph and Amy Poehler and RuPaul for RuPaul's Drag Race. Now, interesting here, the international reality series, some of them are in there, are 007 Road to a Million, The Great British Breaking Show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and RuPaul's Drag Race UK. Best Judging Panel, Got Talent, American Idol, Masked Singer, RuPaul's Drag Race, Shark Tank, Voice Season 23 and 24. Best Overall Show nominees include Got Talent, Ninja Warrior, Golden Bachelor, RuPaul's Drag Race, Shark Tank, and Survivor Season 44. Reality King, Johnny Bananas has been nominated. Cameron Harden from Big Brother 25. Reality Queen has Ceri from Big Brother 25. And Omarosa from House of Villains. And MILF Manor has been nominated for Most Unique Concept. But I don't know when that's going to, that is going to be, the award show is going to be, it's going to tape this coming Monday, November 18th at the Avalon Hollywood in Los Angeles, California. And it will premiere the following week on streaming services. So, there's that.
Something to look forward to.
Something else to look forward to. Brain Vision News and a little bit of theater as we get our acting on in WLTI theater.
Because we are nothing if not classy, even though sometimes I wonder about these two jokers. Anyway, speaking of these two jokers, with Jason Block and Gordon Pepper, I'm Chico Alexander. Stick and stay with 5 and 1. You're home where We Love to Interrupt. You give us 22 minutes.
And we'll give you 22 game shows that can certainly be hosted by Stormy Daniels. Like, I've got a secret.
Show us your wits.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Who's your daddy?
Moment of truth.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys.
Catch 21. We'll be back after this.
Yeah, indeed.
Meet Norm. He lives with anxiety, but with the help of this latest innovation from Be Normal, he can be normal, just like everyone else. With the swipe of a finger, you can project happiness, confidence, machismo. Why settle for being real when you can be normal? The Normal Maker. New from Be Normal. This item doesn't really work because there's no such thing as normal. We're all different. What we like, how our brains work. In fact, 1 in 5 of us live with mental illness. Don't filter who you are. Start by talking to someone you trust. And remember, there is...
WLTI has been brought to you by Kentucky Fried Tar Heels. Whoa, wait, Chico says. They won. Yes, they did. But they really lost. Because now, there is no way they're getting the number one pick because they can't even win correctly. Thanks to them beating the Giants now jump them well into the lead on getting the number one pick. And if you look at the Giants' schedule, they're not winning another game. That is Kentucky Fried Tar Heels. Ramsey's done right.
By the way, we did
Thank you, Tar Heels.
Hey, you're welcome. By the way, we did talk about this on the BS yesterday with BRM and Ian McClinn. So give that one a listen, why don't you? And tell them that Gordon Pepper sent you.
But we have a lot
of
booze.
Gordon Pepper says, roll that beautiful brain footage.
Ooh, okay.
From the four corners of the globe to your front. This is WLTI Brain Vision News with Chico Alexander, Gordon Pepper, and the award-winning Brain Vision News team.
Thank you very much, Doug Morris. As always, you can follow Doug Morris on all social media at Rock 104 Rock Tracks, at Tracks Productions, and at Doug Morris Games. That includes Blue Sky now, ladies and gentlemen. You can follow him on Blue Sky. And also, you can follow him as he hosts Rock 104's Rock Tracks with Doug Morris every Sunday afternoon on Rock 104, WXRR Hattiesburg, 104.5 on your FM dial, and all over the known
multiverse
on Rock104FM.com, the Odyssey app, and the Rock 104 app.
Now, Chico, you know right now the trees are starting to get naked. From the leaves, it's starting to get,
baby.
It's hoodie weather, it's chilly weather, but if you look at the bats, they're all dressed up for springtime and flowers and nice things to look forward to.
And bonnets, especially the NBC hat, especially the ABC hat. ABC loves bonnets.
Yes, okay. They do.
Here are the Flight of the Conchords.
It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time. Ooh.
It's business. It's business.
All right. So ABC has started its plans for 2025, and it begins in January with the season premiere of Celebrity Jeopardy.
Well, actually, it goes a little further before that. We get a reality show called The Reboot of Extreme Maker Home Edition on January 2nd, and, believe it or not, America's Funniest Videos on January 5th. But yes, Celebrity Jeopardy comes back too on January 8th. What else we got, Chico?
We also have, on January 27th, Grant Ellis begins his journey as The Bachelor. Yeah. And then we have American Idol returning on March 9th and the $100,000 pyramid following that. New season.
By the way, it's season 8 premiere, but Chico, they're casting right now. Where would they go?
They would go to castingpyramid.com.
I know people who are getting interviews right now as we speak.
Yes.
It's not over.
Yeah. By the way, Celebrity Wheel of Fortune and Press Your Luck have yet to be scheduled. They will be announced in due course. Not to be out. Done by ABC, CBS has announced its mid-season plans, and they begin on January 8th with the return of The Price is Right at Night and Rate the Cage, two favorites around here. And then the day after, we have the premiere of Hollywood Squares with Nate Burleson and Drew Barrymore in the center. By the way, that will move to Wednesday nights in January 29th to make room for CBS's Thursday night block party lineup. Of course, Georgie and Mandy, Ghosts, Matlock, and Elspeth.
February 5th, there's also going to be a Super Bowl edition of The Price is Right at Night, I'm guessing. Because I believe CBS has it this year, right?
Fox has it this year.
Okay.
Yeah, but Survivor returns on February 26th, followed by the season premiere of The Amazing Race on March 5th.
Now that's The Amazing Race 37, I think. Is that 34?
37.
Okay. And I'm just wondering if they're filming it or have they filmed it already? Let's see.
I believe they filmed it already. Now they're just putting it in post.
Yes, they just filmed it this past May and June. So
it's in the can. It's ready to go.
It is ready to go, yes. So, again, one of our favorite shows. We're looking forward to it.
Indeed. But what are we looking forward to this week, Jay?
Kind of a light week. On Thursday, it is Thursday now as we record this. Roller Jam, the season finale on Max, and Harry Potter, Wizards of Baking, premieres on Food and Max. Saturday, we have the season premiere, the season finale of Have I Got Used News for You on CNN and Max. Monday is the premiere of Cake Toppers and Cookie Cupcake Cake on Hulu. I don't know what that one's about.
They're both a competition series hosted by Buddy Balastro.
Okay. Tuesday is Rhythm and Flow Brazil, the season finale, and The Dark Side of Reality TV, the season finale on Vice. And Wednesday is the season premiere of Rhythm and Flow on Netflix, and Wishlist Games, the premiere on Prime Video. I'm interested to seeing that because it seems like one of those type of shows, if you know what I mean. Or as Gordon would go, oh, barf.
Yeah, barf. It's an aw show. Then you learn that Nick Cannon's hosting it, and you're like, ew.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those.
Well, Nick Cannon has done those shows like that before, so that shouldn't really be that much of a shocker.
No, it's not a shocker. It's just that, the man is very fertile. Anyway.
Well, that has nothing to do with that, but what I need to talk about that outdoor, and this is big. This is big.
Now, y'all know I love pub trivia.
We all do.
Y'all know I'm very good at it.
Well... Yeah.
But Throat Jeopardy.
I do remember you lost to me the last time you went up against me in a trivia competition. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Anyway, now we have Jeopardy Bar League. Jay, you have the information, don't you?
Right. So what happens is that they teamed up. I have to find the press release, because I should have done this earlier. They teamed with a nationwide trivia company not known as NPN. I just need to find this here because I
Geeks and Drink.
Here it is. This is from Sony Pictures Television. They're going to partner with Geeks Who Drink and the interactive technology company called Time Play, according to the press release. Like other bar trivia events, teams will be, here's how the press release goes. Thank you very much. Finally found it. Sony Pictures Television announced today the launch of Jeopardy Bar League. This was on Monday. An exciting new way for fans to experience America's favorite quiz show in a social, live, and setting. For knowledge junkies who crave a competitive and intellectual challenge, Jeopardy Bar League offers an exclusive live team-based experience that combines the prestige of Jeopardy with a fun, laid-back atmosphere of our favorite local bar trivia night. A limited first run will begin this December to conclude the Diamond Celebration campaign. More on that in a minute. Honoring Jeopardy's 60th birthday this year, it will roll out nationally in 2025. To bring this vision to life, they've partnered with Geeks Who Drink and Time Play. Jeopardy is powered by their cutting-edge technology, allowing teams of quizzes to engage in the game in real life, using their mobile devices to respond to clues, track their scores, and see live leaderboards within their bar and subsequently across the nation next year. Hosts from Geeks Who Drink will guide teams throughout a wide range of Real Jeopardy clues and categories. And let's see, Suzanne Pratt says, creating Jeopardy Bar League with the Partners of Time Play is the next step in the evolution of the Jeopardy format, said Suzanne Pratt, president of Game Shows SBT. This first-of-a-kind interactive game reflects our quiz's durability and adaptability, giving fans an exciting new way to engage and experience gameplay while also growing our legacy brand fandom. Bringing Jeopardy out of the studio and into the real world is a major focus for us at the show, says Michael Davies, executive producer. We already know that many people, including me, watch and play along with our show in bars, and we know that many of our contestants come from the thriving culture of bar trivia, so it only seemed natural for us to combine these elements into Jeopardy Bar League. To further enforce the connection between Jeopardy Bar League and the quiz show, winners of future tournaments will have the opportunity to qualify to become contestants on Jeopardy. Well, now remember we were talking about, the fact that they're going to do a test run in December. Well, we have some dates for that. And one of them is going to be here, Gordon, in New York City on December 2nd, here in New York. That will be at the Alamo Draft House Bar in New York on Liberty Street. I'm going to get my behind there if I can. And also in Austin, Texas. They are also doing it in San Antonio, Texas on the 2nd. They're also doing it on the 3rd in San Antonio in a different location. Los Angeles on the 5th of December. Austin, Texas on the 7th. And December 10th, Venice, California. At the Firestone Walker Brewer Company. If you want to go to Jeopardy.com/Bar League for all your information. Gordon, this is massive, isn't it?
It's a natural extension of the brand, and it's something that, first of all, I think this is a genius. I think it's brilliant, I know we're not at that point yet, but it's a great move. It's a great way to extend the brand, and it's a great way to be a game changer. And you're also, as a side effect, you're also trying to promote people getting out of the house and back into society, back into bars, back onto the local trivia nights where they used to be. So yes. I'm all for it.
Me too. Because remember,
still
we
being in bar trivia, though.
Yeah, and you know what? That's smart. That's really smart. This, not so much.
Welcome to Dumb Decisions.
That's dumb.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Okay, so.
Now, we had our choice of. I'm sorry, I will take this one. We had our choice of low-hanging fruit this week. And I'm not going to go for the one that would alienate half of the audience. I am going to go for the one that you got to go, what the heck are they thinking? Are you smarter than any celebrity or anybody that went to Diddy's Binky Fest? For lack of a better word, because you really know the word that I want there, the Freaky Fest. The Freaky Deaky Get Your Freak On Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're a celebrity that went there, your cover's about to be blown. Chico?
Yes. I did not go there. But I'll tell you, this is from the New York Post, that Ray J, that is rapper, singer, and earbud aficionado Ray J, has claimed that he knows multiple celebrities who are so scared of their ties to Deshaun P. Diddy Combs that they've been offering accusers cash to stay quiet as part of a catch-and-kill scheme. The R&B singer, who is friends with the fallen music mogul, told a new TMZ documentary that high-profile names have been reaching out to him after allegations started swirling that celebrities could have been part of Combs' so-called freak-off sex parties. Here's what I do know. This is Ray J talking. People do catch and kills all the time. For the regular world, somebody has a truth. Somebody pays you to keep it quiet. And hopefully that money you got paid secures your happiness while you watch the lie continue to succeed.
Yeah, I mean, I have mixed feelings over this. Number one, what people do in their business is really none of our concern. But at the same time, number two, what the hell were you possibly thinking?
And
I mean,
I don't
thinking what? Nobody's going to know about this? Really?
I don't think we have any clue as to what's going on by any stretch of the imagination. You know?
So, I don't think using, Chico, you may have the quote here, Chico. So there's a celebrity called Boozy Badass who had his own opinions and thoughts about this. Basically intimating that, and by the way, no, I didn't at the beginning of the year think on my bingo card that I'd be announcing somebody whose name is Boozy Badass. But he basically said what everyone else is thinking. Be like, hey, they're celebrities. They pay good money to get their freaky decon. And more importantly, the, shall we say, participants of the evening showing up for these events. Which, again, if you think about it, isn't really that surprising.
I actually have the quote.
I have the quote. This is from a September article from Vibe magazine, quoting Boozy Badass from his X account, formerly Twitter. I feel Diddy in jail for basically doing what every other famous entertainer has done. Blue. Out for some threesomes, he just freakier.
Okay.
If that's the
case, you and me, baby, we ain't nothing but mammals. Let's do it like we do on the Discovery Channel. I'm sorry, Chico, please continue.
If that's the case, that's 80% of the women reading this in trafficking. Hell nah. You're a celebrity, you got fly. How else you get the. You're never in one place when I saw that video. I was pissed off at this. Like, he really got a problem. But facing life in prison for doing basically what so many other entertainer has done.
Hashtag disagree. And he continues.
There's more. I'm starting to feel like this sex trafficking charge for flying in for threesomes will be a tool used to take down hip-hop artists and celebrities. Just think about it. Who flying they yeah-yeahs in to turn up? Who's always in a different city and gotta fly to who ain't tripping and go give them sex partner a little change?
Good think lord.
Because this sh- real.
You know what? He ain't wrong. Here's the crazy thing. He may not be wrong. I'm not, you put it to you this way. I'm not, in the words of Chris Rock, I don't agree with it, but I understand, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no, I think he's completely right. There's no question in my mind that if we actually knew what was going on there, it would make our head spin. So that should be the next Netflix documentary, is The Freaky House.
Is that like Hype House? Because if it's like Hype House,
I'm just saying.
It's more disturbing.
Yeah. So, anyways, besides the cold shower, where else do all these people need to go?
We need to cold Haterade first.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is true.
On the other end of the SA spectrum, we have, but Kiki Palmer recalls her time on Scream Queens. This is Kiki Palmer BP. Before Password. She recalled her times on the Scream Queen set and remembered a moment with Ryan Murphy, who co-created Scream Queens, after taking a day off. This is part of her memoir titled Master of Me, The Secret to Controlling Your Narrative. Palmer writes that she was given the shooting schedule for Scream Queens and arranged to do something on her day off. On the day she took off, production told her she had to be on set, but when Palmer didn't oblige to fulfill her prior obligation, things got heated. She wrote that she received a call from Murphy in which he ripped into her, with the actor adding, "It was kind of like I was in the dean's office. He was like, I've never seen you behave like this. I can't believe that you, out of all people, would do something like this." Although Palmer apologized and cleared things up with Murphy, one of her co-stars had a different take. She writes, "I said, Ryan talked to me, and I guess he's cool, it's fine." And she was like, "It's bad, trying to make me scared or something," which was a little irritating. I'm still not sure Ryan cared, got it, and that's okay, because he was just centering his business, which isn't a problem to me. But what I do know that is, even if he didn't care, and even if I never work with him again, he knows that I, too, see myself as a business.
Ryan Murphy, we'll put it to you this way. Yeah, yikes indeed. Yeah. So where are we going? Around the world.
By the way, there is one more thing. She said that an actor, a white co-star that she's naming Brenda in the book, made a racist remark. To try and make things easy, she suggested they have fun and respect each other, to which Brenda said, "Kiki, literally, just don't. Who do you think you are? Martin Luther King?"
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not.
Racist much, maybe?
You know, it's only a matter of time before you figure out who Brenda is.
Hmm.
But yeah, let's go on a trip, shall we?
Where are we going? Around the world and I can't find my baby. I
don't know when, I don't know why. Worldwide, actually. Literally all around the world. Unfortunately, this is the show that launched a show called Jury Duty, Judy Justice, and a bunch of other shows. Amazon Freebie has decided to go bye-bye. And is being absorbed into Prime Video, which kind of is expected.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Freebie, which was home of Jury Duty, Bosch, Legacy, Judy Justice, will be gradually phased out. Many of its content has already been migrated and available on Prime Video. It will remain there. Remember, they had a show called America's Test Kitchen, The Next Generation. For all I know, it's still there. And the update will be deployed in territories where Freebie is currently available, the U.S., U.K., Germany, and Austria. As part of previous restructurings, no layoff related to the move is expected.
Well, yeah, of course, just that, because that's what we do in modern society.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, say hello to Quibi for me, will you? While you're at it.
Moment of silence.
And he doesn't mean Hubert. He means Quibi.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yep, but we need some media pros, shall we? And I have one. I have a late breaking one.
I got pros. I got pros. In different area codes. Area codes. In different area codes.
Jason leads us off.
RuPaul's Drag Race star and Broadway star Jinx Monsoon is returning to Broadway in a revival of The Pirates of Penzance. Previews will begin April 2025, and it's going to run through June 22nd, 2025. Tickets on sale soon.
Is she the very model of a modern major general?
She's actually playing Ruth.
So she would not be the very model of a modern Major General.
Nope, she would not. I believe that would be going to David Hyde Pierce.
Ah, nice.
Okay. So that's a big Broadway revival. What else you got?
All right. What else I got? I got Trick Williams, Lola Vice, Wes Lee, and Roxanne Perez appearing on this week's episode of Trivial Pursuit.
No! Celebrities already? Really?
Yes.
Keep in mind that they've done this on syndicated versions of shows before, including one little show called Temptation, where they had the first week, the debut week, with American Idol contestants.
I know. I was very sad about that.
Anthony Anderson, Rob Riggle, Vanessa Bayer, Lonnie Love, and Susie Essman are competing in the coveted tent on the Great American Baking Show Celebrity Holiday. We said goodbye to Mr. Pipples just today, actually. Mr. Pipples is the canine sidekick for Pip the Magic Dragon of America's Got Talent fame, and he is a good boy.
And maybe he'll go hang out with Peanut.
And Ben. Ben Herbstreit, by the way.
Yeah. Tobias Storzen was shot in an attempted robbery. Dave Coulier reveals...
Hey.
Yeah. Dave Coulier reveals his non-Hodgkin lymphoma diagnosis. Keep fighting, man. Desiree Hartsock now has a Family Feud team. Welcome Noah Parker Siegfried to the world.
Yay. Oh, and by the way, do you have the American Idol kid?
Go.
Yeah, there is a 16-year-old American Idol star who is now married to his pregnant girlfriend. That name is, I have it here, Tristan Harper. He married Paris Reed.
Good for him. Good for him. Bobby Flay re-ups with food. Yeah. Bobby Flay re-ups with Food Network. Joan Bassos would love to go dancing with the stars. And, of course, we have the twins, James and Oliver Phelps, hosting Wizards of Baking, which launches tomorrow and will launch on December 17th on Prime Video in the UK. But none of them are your pros of the week.
Who you got?
We got one Blake Shelton and one Taylor Sheridan. They are working with CBS on a new singing competition called The Road. It's basically American Idol if it were a tour bus.
No, it's Nashville Star with a tour bus, right, Gordon?
There you go.
Yeah, I would go more towards Nashville Star with a tour bus.
What they're doing is that these bands and these artists are competing as an opening act, and they get eliminated as they go on tour, and I believe the winner gets $100,000 in a record contract or something like that, something that prize.
Yep. And that has been ordered to series for fall of 2025, so something to look forward to there.
And the oohs are your pros.
And that is Brain Vision. Jason, if you would, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, 5-minute curtain call to WLTI Theater. You will return to your seats after this break here on 5 and 1. This is WLTI Theater on We Love to Interrupt.
I feel like I should be ringing a bell. Like an actual ant bell. You know what I'm talking about?
I do too, yes. Yep.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. from the people that brought you the wall and the floor, get ready for the next great game show evolution, the vaulted ceiling. We have no idea how we're going to figure this out, but that's okay, because like the wall and the floor, it is the next great game show evolution. Get ready for the vaulted ceiling coming soon.
Oh, I think I know exactly how that next game show evolution is going to go. Freddy Krueger hosts.
Love that.
Just saying. So, besides the ceiling, it is now time to put on our Shakespearean.
Yes.
WLTI Theater.
Yes.
Yes.
So, we're going to get prompts, and we act such as, like this.
You are in the audience of Dancing with the Stars' 500th episode, and you're trying hard not to fall asleep. What are you going to do to stay awake? And action.
Red Bull.
I got some 5-hour energy drink here if you'd like it.
All right, fine. So we're going to watch Dancing with the Stars, because I've already just had like 3 or 4 Red Bulls. So I'm really going to watch. I'm going to watch Alfredo Bureau. We're going to watch Brooke Burns. I'm going to watch all the people who are going to be the stars. Where's The Miz? Where's Chris Jericho? Where's everybody? Ha ha!
Red Bull gives you wings, and apparently it gives you a really fast mouth.
Yes, it does.
It does. Are you ready? Are you set? You go, look at the dancing, look at things, look at the possibility, look at the... Oh, I don't know what that is, but it looks like a flamenco. I don't know, maybe it's a jitterbug, maybe it's a polka. I don't know, I don't understand.
I don't understand it. Why am I here?
And he's out. He's out.
I'm sorry, I just couldn't get through that scene.
No, I couldn't either. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know.
Very good, by the way. Very good.
Okay. Chico?
Uh-huh.
You are a hot dog. Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Gordon, you
yes.
are a hamburger. Talk to me about the viral video this week on Wheel of Fortune and see.
I knew you were going there.
Oh, man. I have never been this well known in my entire life.
That is not true. You know that is not true. You know that. This is, yes, you know what? You get to come back from obscurity a little bit. And that's great. But, you know, A, this is a big sausage fest. And B, you know, where was this during July? You know, this is what I don't understand. It's the winter time now. It's deep fall. We're looking around. But Joey Chestnut, you know, that's who needed to be there for the round of sausage. We needed Joey Chestnut. We needed Kobayashi. You're a big wiener. I'm just a little patty. And I'm going to hang out, you know, and burgers aren't even made out of sausage. We're made from cows. We're not made from pigs. So I don't know. I think the person that gave me this role really needs to reconfigure what's going on here.
Everybody loves the sausage. Everybody loves Wheel of Fortune. Everybody loves Ryan Seacrest. And everybody loves the police. Put the four together. Your boy gets some love. Oh, yeah. Now I get to show the world what a real brat can do.
You know, forget Wheel of Fortune. Forget Wheel of Fortune. I hope Eater X uses you for a reversal of fortune.
Ew! Okay, all right, we're done. Next one.
I thought you'd like that.
I did.
All right, let's talk reality shows here.
Okay.
Jason, since you like the female roles, you're Ainsley.
Of course I do, right? Of course I do.
Absolutely. You are Ainsley. Chico, you are Zingbot. And the topic is, you are thinking of what to do for the next season of Big Brother. And entertain me.
Hey, I, Ainsley, I didn't recognize you with less than three hands.
Gee, I did not recognize you with an original joke from 1999. See, the thing is that I have power over you. I could shut you down like that. Snapping
you
fingers.
You could, but honestly, why would you?
Because your jokes are from like 2001 and they're not funny.
Oh, you want to talk about not funny? Hey, did anybody write a ChatGPT log for your pitch to go into the house? Because that really sucked.
But you see, I was never supposed to go in the house to begin with because I was already there. In fact, I'm already in your circuitry right now. You have no idea. I could turn you on. I could turn you off. I could make you talk like a Spanish bullfighter. I could make you talk any way you want to. But
hey,
next year...
If you could turn somebody on, then how come you had to take off your skin and show everybody how blue you were?
I was blue because I was sad. Look, next year it's going to be AI everything. AI contestants, AI Julius the host, maybe even an AI Zingbot. How about that? I could write better jokes.
And see.
But you know what? But seriously,
I was waiting for the Max Headroom co-host reference, by the way.
Oh, damn! That would have been good. Damn it.
Yeah,
okay.
Missed opportunity.
You mean like the Giants beating the Panthers? Yeah. Moving on.
Speaking of, okay. Jason?
Yep.
You are Travis Kelce.
Damn right I am.
Gordon is a panelist. He is celebrity bowling all-star Gordon Pepper on the panel of Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Okay.
Gordon, how are you going to convince Travis to give you a shot at a trial host for a round? I just wanted to bring up Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity because we haven't brought that up in a while, and it's getting really good. And go!
Hey, Travis, how are you doing today?
Loving life, man. I'm on an undefeated football team. I'm a game show host. I got the hottest woman in the world, most richest woman in entertainment on my arm. What could be better?
What could be better is if I'm on the show, because I bring energy. I bring excitement. You know you love my bald head, and I bring a little drink with me, and I'm going to be good, and I can be amazing. Alec Baldwin loved me on Match Game, especially that first episode, especially when we're talking about Match Game and all that other stuff that we're doing. And if you get me drunk on your show, boy, I will be the life of the party. You can even say that I'm smooth.
Oh, right. You're very smooth. Man, you've been on all the game shows. I like you, man. You're funny. You're really funny. You make me laugh. Make me laugh a lot.
Good. And you know what? It would be even funnier if I was on Fifth Grader, because then I can get blasted on the show, bring some drinks, bring everything around. I mean, it will be fantastic. And we're playing for charity. And, you know, I could give you anything you want. It'll be fun.
It would be, man. Have your people call my people. We'll work something out.
Excellent. Maybe I can get Nick Cannon for you also.
Sure.
I about busted when he brought up the cannon. I'm sorry.
Indeed. Indeed. Okay. How about this one? Okay, I got one for you. Okay?
All right.
You, sir, are Nate Burleson.
I am the very sexy Nate Burleson.
Okay. Gordon, you're Drew Barrymore. Convince me to watch the new Hollywood Squares.
Hey, man. Okay. Let me tell you something. Do you love the old Hollywood Squares? Did you love Tom Bergeron? Did you love Peter Marshall? Did you love John Davidson? Because I got something for you. I've been studying up on them. I think, you know, with me, all of them, and my work on mornings and on the Knick games and on CBS Sports, I think I'm going to be the next great Hollywood Squares host. You're going to watch it. You're going to love it, man. Let me tell you, these guys are funny.
Well, as long as you can get me on, just keep in mind, here's my contract. So you're going to be paying me $6,900 an episode, which is great per week. I mean, that's great. I'd love to be in the center square. I love to be the center of attention. Make sure that Ross Matthews gets his own fluffer, because you know he needs one. So it's there. Make sure I get a manicurist.
Whoa! That's
on my desk. Oh man, I thought that. You know what? Actually, I don't even know what this is, man. I just read questions. I just take my cruise from Drew. I take my checks from Drew. Drew and I are pals now. We're about to have a good time. This is about to be a party up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So, you know, stick him in the corner, stick Bruce Valanche in the bottom right, and make sure that he's a writer, because he can write and he's really, really good. I know that we can't get Paul Lynn, but, you know, maybe we can get Howie Mandel. I love Howie. He's so cute. I think he's great. You know, and I think he's nice. You know, definitely get a TikToker, because we want to have TikTokies on there, because again, the writers need to be able to give them stuff that they can say, hey, look at my boobs, you know, because that's what they always do in Hollywood Squares. I think this will be great. You can make me a star. And don't forget the fluffer.
Okay.
Remember, it's 10 o'clock, so you can get away with that sort of thing. I can't wait.
By the way, I will just say, I saw pictures of the set. Looks nice. Looks really good.
Absolutely gorge, let me tell you.
Let's just hope.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Hollywood Squares is not my most favorite format in the world, but I am excited about this. I think this could be fun. I like Drew Barrymore in the center. She is very funny and quick. I think she may need to deliver the punchlines a little bit on the quick side, but I don't mind this.
And you know what? If they do it right, this could be another pyramid, if you understand what I mean.
I do.
Okay, Gordon, the last one. The one for everybody.
You know I'm going with this.
I know, and I'm scared.
And you should be. Chico, you are Nick Cannon. Jason Block, you are Daphne Duplay. And I'm going to be Billy Eichner. And we've all been invited to the Diddy Freak Fest.
Daphne Duplay. What's she done?
She's
the
on,
host of
she's,
Show Us Your Wits.
Yeah, she's also on the, she's also on the new soap opera Beyond the Gates next year on CBS.
That's right. Okay.
That's true.
Oh, yes. Okay, so I am Daphne Duplay. Okay.
And she is still looking really, really fly. Gotta tell you.
Oh, yes, she is. I see the picture. She's
actually
hot.
The name of the game show, by the way, we've been miswording. The name of the game show is Show Us Your Wits.
Yes, Show Us Your Wits. I thought I said Show Us Your Wits. But we did. But okay.
So she's going to be Beyond the Gates. And again, she's going to be on CBS. But right now, they're on Freaky TV and Entertainment. Yeah.
Okay, I'm walking through. Oh my God, what the?
Hey, the party just arrived. Yo, let me holler at you, man. Yeah, did you know I have 15 kids? How would you like to bear number 16 tonight?
No. Just look, I hope you brought Kevin Hart's condom machine he bought you for when it was on their talk show a few years ago. You remember that?
I left it in the car. It's okay. But that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all remember me from Nickelodeon, right? Yeah, that guy's dead. Now you got me. You got the mat. Yeah, let me. Did I tell you that I know I could get you Robin Thicke and Ken Jeong?
Good.
I hate to interrupt this here, but my name is Billy Eichner, and I'm doing a game show, and this game show is Billy on the Streets, and oh, there's a lot of things that seem to be happening on this street, isn't there? Because I see some ladies of the street, if you understand what I'm talking about.
I understand completely. I'm just trying to get a drink. I've slipped twice on baby oil. I've seen things that I can't unsee. What's going on here? I was here.
Okay, so here's the first question of the show. Speaking of baby oil, here's the first question of the show. Which of these wonderful women over here would you like to use the baby oil on? Which of these favorite celebrities? Because I think I see Paris over there, I think. Or maybe I'm just seeing the capital of France. I don't know.
No, I see Sydney.
And second of all, would you like these yummy candies that I have?
No.
I got sweets.
I can't do this.
I think we're done. Frankly, I think we're all going to hell.
No, we're going to a speed round, and that's going to happen right after this, after we shower and think about what we've done. We'll be
right back.
We're
be in
this
our
segment
room.
Has not been approved by Jason Elliott.
Not at all. Nope.
No. Brought to you by Mike Tyson's Creameries. Everybody loves milk, everybody loves cheese, but not many people love milk and cheese unless it comes from Mike Tyson's Creamery. One taste, and you'll agree, it's a knockout. And mold free since 1986.
Gordon, you going to watch the fight on Friday?
I think there could be a marathon of Show Us Your Wits that could be available that day. So we have that, maybe the Great American Baking Championship, the holiday edition. That could be fun.
Oh my God, I'm watching the fight.
What Gordon says is, like me, he doesn't expect the fight to last that long.
There you go.
The over-under on the fight to maybe the preamble of the Constitution read by a bunch of fifth graders, because based on the election results, they maybe really need to read that. And maybe it will go faster than the speed round, which will start now. Survivor, who's next to leave?
I think Kyle needs to worry. So does Sue, by the way.
I was just about to say, after last week, I think it's anybody's game to win or lose, or however the phrase goes. But in any case, it would not shock me if Sue was next on the block.
I'm gonna be weird here. I'm gonna go with Andy, because I think Kyle is gonna win immunity. And if he does, I think they're still going to try to get rid of strength, and that would be Andy. Wheel of Fortune, are we giving out another $100,000 this week?
I don't know if we're giving away 100,000, but I'm just saying it's coming through and fast between. By the way, I just have one question, Chico. Are the ratings holding? Have the increase still happened with Ryan Seacrest?
Ratings are still holding so far as I know, yes.
And Jeopardy is still doing good, by the way?
Jeopardy's still doing good, but there's no way for me to definitively know that off the top of my head, because as we talked about last week, CBS is still withholding the rating information from Sony.
Ooh, that's right. Yipes. That's right. Oops. Sorry about that. I forgot. Jeopardy, still Wheel of Champions right now?
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, no,
It's going to be Wheel of Champions for a while now.
Right, probably until the Second Chance stuff in January, right?
Probably. Okay.
Do we have anything else? I don't think so.
Yeah, I have something else.
Okay.
So it's November sweeps right now because it is November and we still haven't really spoken about November sweeps. Are we going to see anything crazy on Price is Right or Wheel of Fortune, or something that will be just as viral, if not more so, than what we saw on Wheel of Fortune, especially because it's November sweeps?
Double Showcase.
Good.
We're going to see a Double Showcase win. Mark it.
Yeah, but you know what? I think we're going to wait until January when we see something a little weird. I mean, because remember, they're coming back in January for a lot of good stuff.
Including, and tickets are already starting to go out, the 10,000th episode.
I'm seeing a lot of the loyal friends and true want to see it.
Yep, it's like the squad is squatting up.
Yes, most of them can't be eligible, but and by the way, speaking of squatting and squatting up, I believe a friend of ours is going to be on Trivial Pursuit this coming Thursday, I believe. Not the NXT episode. I believe this is going to be our good friend Tim Sternberg.
Yep.
It's going to be on. So.
Very true. Do we have any mail?
We don't have any mail, but if I can bring up our Instagram feed. By the way, we are on Instagram and all social media at Game Show News Net. I'm going to see if we have any response, and turns out we do, because last week we celebrated our 25th anniversary. Caleb Washington wrote, "Congratulations on 25 years, and I wish you many more." Thank you, Caleb. Also, JJC927 wrote, "Greed was fun," because, again, Greed was celebrating its 25th anniversary as well. "Greed was fun. I'm a bit surprised that it was never rebooted." Well, I'm kind of surprised, too. I mean, it started out as the knee-jerk reaction to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but then over time it became its own animal with its own gameplay mechanic, and it became a fan favorite, right?
Yeah, I would definitely love to see another version of Green. I think some of it needs to be tweaked out a little bit, but yeah, I'm for it.
Well, of course, winning lines with the super, what was it, the Super Wall, Mega Wall, Wonder Wall?
Wonderwall, the Wonder Wall.
Yes. That was the early 2000s response to all that, and we're still in it 25 years later. So, but Gordon, what's happening in the UBA?
So, talking about the UBA, we have We're closing in on Thanksgiving. We have Unholy Alliance coming up, and we have a lot, and I mean a lot of title matches this weekend coming up.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, UBA does a lot of charity work during Thanksgiving week. I know that much for a fact, because I actually
help. We always do
them.
during November and December.
Yes. I know. I believe me. I've been involved with a couple of your toy drives and turkey giveaways. UBA Today.info for all your Underground Bowling Association needs. Chico, you and I, as we talked about earlier, talked about week 10. Is that right? Week 10?
That is right. We are into the second half of the NFL season on the BS Big Show. We talked about the Germany game where the Panthers almost let it get away from them, and Lord knows they actually looked like a competent football team. But then again, if you're playing the Giants, you're going to look like a competent football team, but they almost let the Giants get away with that one.
Indeed. But, yes, and of course, all the football news as we come into week 11 will be covered next week. We got the playoff picture, college in the bracket, the fantasy league, where I haven't won a game this year, but it's actually going to help me in a contest. We'll talk about that off air. And of course, Chico, what was the thing before we get out of here?
Yes, Dan August is the latest thing on TV that we talk about. It's a Quinn Martin production with Burt Reynolds as a detective in a sleepy California town. So we're talking about that. We're also shaping up all sorts of stuff for the rest of 2024 and into 2025. We have so much stuff to talk about, and we think you're going to enjoy a lot of it. So, yeah, it's all It Was a Thing on TV.com.
Next week, Chico, what's up?
Next week, another person's going home on Survivor. Champions continue on Jeopardy, and we take a closer look at a new show that is premiering later today. It's Harry Potter Wizards of Baking on Food Network. All of that's coming up next week. But for now, for Gordon Pepper, for Jason Block, for everybody at 5-1, my name is Chico Alexander. Our time is up. We thank you for yours. Game over. And spread the love.
Good night.